Well, not all areas actually needed a formal ferry between point A and point B. Sometimes the local coastal traders conveyed people to and fro, and that was certainly the case around West Williamson with the limestone quarrying industry. Of course, the limestone of West Williamson built towns like Pembroke Dock and Nayland, and a lot of the captains of these little lighters that used to bring the limestone down to Rennie, they were referred to locally as the Willie Boys from West Williamson, and they knew the tides inside out. And one of the last of these minor captains, call them what you like, was Captain Arthur, who lived at Scotland Wood opposite the Cresselli Arms pub. And I remember the old people used to say about Captain Arthur, he'd be over in the pub having a drink. When his dinner was ready then, his wife would knock two saucepan lids together, and then he'd have to go across the Cresswell River then to go home for his dinner.